This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese state media now say that Thursday editorials that the move by the United States government to shut down China's consulate in Houston, Texas, is an attempt to blame Beijing for American failures ahead of presidential elections in November. The United States said Wednesday it had given China 72 hours to close the consulate to protect American intellectual property and Americans' private information. The decision marked a dramatic escalation of tensions between the world's two biggest economies amid fresh accusations of Chinese espionage in the United States and calls by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for a new global coalition against Beijing. According to U.S. court filings, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is also alleging that a Chinese researcher accused of visa fraud and concealing ties to the military is now holed up in China's consulate in San Francisco. The filing showed other Chinese researchers at U.S. universities have also been arrested for visa fraud. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will send federal agents into the cities of Chicago and Albuquerque to help combat rising crime as he runs for re-election under a law and order mantle. Mr. Trump is saying painting some Democratic-led cities is out of control. The decision to dispatch federal agents to American cities is playing out in American politics as the country quickly approaches Election Day, just 4 months away. Globally, there are more than 621,000 deaths from COVID-19, more than 143,000 of those in the United States. Confirmed infections exceed 15 million, with the United States looking at about 4 million of them, and Brazil's more than 2 million, and two countries hold well more than a third of the world's